see, the Secretary did make a reference to President Trump's state visit to China recently. And I think maybe the most important outcome of his visit was this agreement on constructive relationship of strategic stability. And the Secretary did make reference to that. So I think during the visit, it's fair to say a lot of goodwill was expressed. That's good. Now the next thing we need is good faith, how the two sides can work together in the same direction to translate this vision into reality.
There was mention about the U.S. allies building up their cooperation. He also did say that there's a right to be alarmed about China's militarization and build-up in the region. What do you make of that?
You see, we have a long-standing position on such military alliances. They should not be directed against the interests of any third party, certainly not China. So how the U.S. shares the burden with its allies, it's their business. What is important for us is the purpose, the mission, the goal of such alliances. They should not try to challenge the legitimate interests of other countries. And honestly, I believe in order to have real regional security and stability, what we need is not such exclusive confrontational alliances, but common, comprehensive, cooperative, and sustainable security with all the players.
Are you saying that the actions that you're seeing from the U.S. and its allies, do you think that is satisfactory and in line with this goal of strategic stability?
Well, I hope everybody, especially China and the United States, the two sides, could really take real action in the same direction to make this new vision, this strategic stability, a reality. It will serve the interests of everybody.